Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
All right, we're back. It's the Friday episode. Last episode, we got a little heavy with things.
Friday!
It needed to be said. We got a lot more light stuff this time. Some asshole-ish things, though. We'll get to that. Including Indians fans. By the way, Indians fans, being assholes is not the way to win people over.
No.
We'll get to all that. Kareem is here with me. How are you, Kareem?
I am good. It's Friday.
It is. Jason, a little under the weather this week. Home with his family. His daughter's also a little under the weather, so he kept it in the house. So, thank you.
By the way,
before I go any further, get the plug out of the way early this show. If you want to help out the show, the best way to do it is for you to click that Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. It does not cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. So for all of your Amazon shopping, please click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. And thank you in advance. All right. So, it's April the 20th, 420. Happy Weed Day, stoners. By the way, why are you so excited? You smoke weed every day.
I might have to do that today.
And by the way, it's legal in California now.
I'm going to be a follower today.
Okay. So it's not really that big a deal at this point. Stop making a big deal out of it. But today is the release of Super Troopers 2, that movie. Which has been eagerly awaited by stoners and white people all across the Fruited Plains. A week from now, though, it's the release of the new Avengers movie. 27th.
Ooh.
So leading up to that, Leslie and I have been watching all of the Marvel movies.
I have not.
From the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Well, but beginning, the 2008's Iron Man was the first one.
Yeah.
The beginning of this grouping. By the way, there's 18 movies. 18.
Oh, shit, Batman.
Right? We, at the as of this recording, are through 9. Well, 10 if you count Black Panther. We're not going to see Black Panther again before. Because we just saw Black Panther a few weeks ago. So it's not like we forgot it.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting to go back and listen. By the way, the Incredible Hulk movie, God, that's terrible. Oh my, that was one of the ones I hadn't seen.
Has any one of them been good at all?
You know what? They all have varying levels of goodness.
No. Any of the Incredible Hulk movies.
Oh, I don't think so. This is the only one in this, set of the genres. No, I don't think any of them have been.
Yeah.
It was Ed Norton was the Hulk in that one, but he got replaced by Mark Ruffalo when he got to the Avengers.
Yeah.
I think Ruffalo is a much better Hulk. I'm just going to say that. I think he's a much better Hulk.
Yeah.
So the last one that we had watched at this point was Captain America Winter Soldier. The next one on the list is Guardians of the Galaxy 1, which brings us to 2014.
Wow.
Right? It's a lot of movies. It's a lot of time. There is what's fun to do when you're just sitting on your couch watching them is to pick apart and go, why are they doing this? This doesn't make any sense at all. There's a lot of that. there's a lot of disbelief to be suspended, and not just because of the superhero part, but what are they doing?
Yeah.
Why would you even do that? What's going on?
Yeah.
My wife was really flummoxed by spoiler alert, by the way. For a movie from 2014. The Winter Soldier is Captain America's old friend Bucky.
Yeah.
He didn't actually die in the first one.
No?
No. No, he fell from the train. But the way they explain it, and these are the little things that you forget after you haven't seen them for a while. The way they explain that Bucky lived was he was a part of the group of people who had been captured, and the guy from Hydra had done experiments on them. And apparently he had been given some super serum, so that's why he wasn't killed when he fell from the train.
Is Bucky like the soap opera actor?
I don't know.
That's what they do in soap operas. They think the person's dead, and then they just...
You know, there's a lot of people that you think are dead in this whole thing. I mean, there are a lot of people that you go, oh, they're dead. Nick Fury was assumed dead in Winter Soldier. So, again, a lot of things that make you go, really?
Yeah.
Is this really a thing? But overall enjoyable and sort of fun to catch up with. So that when the new Avengers comes out, we're caught up. Because this is the end of 10 years.
Yeah.
And 19 movies.
Wow.
10 years and 19 movies when the Avengers drops. And this year we get three big Marvel movies. We got Black Panther, the Avengers, and then we get Ant-Man 2 in the summer.
I might have to do that. Do what you guys are doing.
If you really want to wait, because we've been renting them. It's like $4 a rental, like on the Google Play Store or from Amazon or whatever. By the way, click through the link to get the HD one. If you want to wait until 2 days before the Avengers drops, it looks like FX is going to be playing all of them.
Yeah. I think my girlfriend's friend Stephanie has all of them.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yes. She's the queen of seeing movies on the first weekend.
And then buying the DVD.
And then buying the DVD, yeah.
Get them, watch them. I mean, there's so much that I had forgotten.
Yeah.
From all of the Iron Man movies and everything. It's like, unless you've watched them again and again and again, you're going to miss some of the detail. It's just going to be gone for you.
Yeah.
So, also saw A Quiet Place last weekend.
How was that?
Quiet.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
It is, without getting into any spoilers, go see it in the theater if you're thinking of seeing it. The experience at home is not going to be the same.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
It's not really my genre. I really enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
There's not much dialogue. It's full of suspense. There's almost no music.
Wow.
Yeah. The whole thing is there are these monsters who have, I don't know where they came from, but they've shown up. They kill anything. They're basically indestructible, but they're blind.
Yeah. Okay.
And the only way they locate things to kill is by sound. That is something you find out very early on in the movie. It's kind of in the trailers too.
Yeah.
So the idea is this one family, there's six people in this movie. Six.
That's it?
That's it. There are six people in the movie. One, two, three, four. Yes. Six people in the movie, and two of them are in it for less than 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
It's quick. But they reveal little bits of the monster throughout.
Uh-huh.
So you see enough of the monster to know, oh, it's a monster. And every time you see a little bit more and a little bit more. So by the time they get to the reveal of the monster, and the sound design is amazing in this movie. But the one really cool thing is I've never been in a more quiet theater. Because when you're sitting and watching it, you are just as quiet as they're trying to be.
Because you don't want the monster to get you.
Right? Well, by the way, any sort of sound is going to be very loud in the theater.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else going on.
Huh.
It's all really quiet. And, I mean, that sounds really weird, but the suspense in the whole movie, because any little sound,
yeah,
any little sound could bring them out, and they will kill you like that.
Ooh. I might have to go see this.
Yeah, go see it. I highly encourage it. If you like monster movies at all,
yeah,
and suspense movies at all,
yeah,
definitely go see it. Leslie said it's a little like Cloverfield in that aspect, but not, it's not Cloverfield.
Okay.
It's not a Cloverfield ripoff at all. But, yeah, John Krasinski and his wife Emily Blunt,
yeah,
are the two main characters. He directed it too.
He fired somebody for her.
I mean, it's a really good piece of film. So I encourage you to go watch it and go see it in the theater. Go. Don't wait for it. By the way, I wouldn't want to see this movie at home.
No.
It's a fucking scary movie. So at least if I see it in the theater, I can walk out of the theater and go, all right.
Yeah.
But it's sort of fun to put yourself in their position. Like, what would I do?
Yeah.
What would I do if suddenly this happened and then what?
Yeah.
So, anywho, we mentioned Black Panther. Well, 25 years before Black Panther, we were treated to a box office bomb that broke ground for black superhero Scream. Are you familiar with this gem that we're talking about?
Yes, I am.
It was called, and I remember this. I didn't see it. I did not see it. Meteor Man.
I saw it.
With Robert Townsend from 1993. The AV Club did this article, and they're not suggesting that Meteor Man is in any way equivalent to Black Panther. Because Black Panther is a global phenomenon, and Meteor Man was an immediate monster flop. They came nowhere near the earning power of a B-level budget. Black Panther is tied with the ongoing phenomenon in the Marvel Universe, whereas Meteor Man attempted without a whole lot of precision to invent a new superhero, basically from nothing. There was a tie-in to Marvel's Meteor Man comic that ran for 6 issues. Not really the same. The most important thing, though, Black Panther is a really good movie, whereas the Meteor Man is just watchable at best.
I guess that was in 2002. Damon Wayans did a movie called Blank Man.
Right. But one of the first black superhero movies was Robert Townsend. Eddie Griffin played a wacky inventor sidekick before getting undercover brother. Don Cheadle plays a gang member with a satin jacket and a dangly earring before taking over as War Machine in Iron Man 2. So there are people that were in that movie that went on to to do great things, but crazy thing. The cast included future and living color creator Kenan Ivory Wayans. So, go back and watch it if you want to. There was an unreleased Michael Jackson song playing over the opening credits. Sitcom legends Robert Guillaume from Benson and Marla Gibbs from The Jeffersons play his parents. Big Daddy Kane got one line in the movie, but lurked silently in the background of a lot of scenes. Cypress Hill, Naughty by Nature, and Biz Markie make cameos. Luther Vandross, Wallace Shawn, John Witherspoon, and Faison Love are in there as well. Bill Cosby's in it too for a bit.
Yeah.
So, sometimes it's fun to go back and watch lesser movies that might have been like, oh, hey, this is what a black superhero movie was before. No wonder you're excited about Iron Man. Black Panther.
Yeah.
Hey, there was a black guy in Iron Man.
War Machine.
War Machine.
Yeah.
War Machine was in there. All right, so I promised last show we would talk about White Jesus. Well, we're not going to talk about it, but this aired on BBC Three, or at least on their, at least they posted it on Facebook. But just so you know, when you're praying for White Jesus, here's what's going to happen.
Jesus, can you hear me? I don't know where else to turn it. I'm desperate. I need your help.
I can hear you, my son. I have always been listening.
Okay, so black guy with dreadlocks shows up hovering with light around him, answering the prayers. Pasty white guy sits back in the pew and is squinting.
Who are you?
It is I, Jesus. I heard your prayer, and I've come to help you.
You're not Jesus.
I am.
But doesn't Jesus look a bit more like...
Oh, I see. You thought I'd be white.
Kind of, yeah.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. I was born in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. The Bible's very clear about that. It should be pretty obvious I don't have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yes, sir.
Plus, have you heard my story? And I was arrested by a mob of angry government officials and beaten for a crime I didn't commit, and that shit doesn't happen to white people.
And there was some confusion over who your father was.
Okay, that's just racist.
Sorry. You're not really what I was expecting, that's all.
Would you like me to fetch white Jesus instead?
Oh, could you?
No! There is no white Jesus. It's just me. Do you want my help or not?
Yeah, I suppose so. After all, you know, black or white, we're both still Christians, right?
I'm guessing now's not the time to tell you I'm Jewish.
So, good luck waiting for white Jesus.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I thought you'd like that one. Do you want me to fetch white Jesus for you? Could you? No! There's no white Jesus. Speaking of white Jesus, on his program, televangelist and prepper pastor Jim Baker declared that attacks on President Trump are a sign that America is at war with God. Well, let's get it straight from him.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain?
That's from Psalms, by the way.
The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Yes. Hear this.
Yes.
This is where we are.
It is. It's that season.
America is in a war against God. Yes. People won't hear this. They're not listening. You turn on TV and you say, what is going on? Our president is in a war. He's not running the country like he should because he's trying to defend himself.
That's right.
You don't kid yourself. Mm-hmm. He's in warfare.
He is not God.
God spoke to me today on this broadcast.
Oh, there you go. What he said.
What you are experiencing in this nation, mm-hmm. through the televisions, through all the networking, and through Hollywood, through everything now, everything.
Everything.
You're feeling a spirit, which is the spirit of Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Say it. Yes.
There is a war in the world against God. You say, why?
There is a war.
He's crazy.
In the world.
Right.
Against God.
Nate? Yes, sir.
I said.
War against God, yes.
There is a war in the world against God.
I like how he just casually drops that God was talking to him on the broadcast earlier. Was it like God have the hotline number? What's going on? God Skyped in?
Nate?
Yes.
I said. There is a war in the world against God.
Oh. Yes, I can't argue when you put it that way. You mentioned on Wednesday's show about someone needing to be the grown-up in the room. Well, someone pulled a prank, and police in Salina got a little nostalgic after someone toilet papered the chief of police's truck. The Salina City Police posted a photo of the prank on Facebook and were clearly taking a lighthearted look at the activity when they said they don't recommend, but it has several positive effects. Police said that while this may have been a good way for kids to get out of the house and get some exercise, they remind citizens that not everyone appreciates the joke. Here's in part what it said. This has caused a few youngsters to get their face out of the screen, prevented them from eating Tide Pods, snorting condoms, or Smarties. This has also had many health benefits, including a little cardio, as you ran around toilet papering the chief of police's truck, breathing deeper than normal while laughing your guts out, creating a lifelong memory with your friends. This has also caused a few adults to get outside and exercise, breathing deeper than normal, cleaning up a mess, all while laughing their guts out, reminiscing about their youth when they did the exact same thing with their friends. But some people would not appreciate this happening to them. Once again, the Salina Police Department do not recommend this type of activity.
Oh, man.
Now, it's in Utah, so you know it's white kids.
Oh, yeah.
Not to get racial, but come on. You know it is. It's not much of a toilet paper job either. It's kind of lazy. Yeah, it's nice to see someone being the grown up in the room for once.
That is funny.
It is. Speaking of funny, baseball season is back, and you never, they say baseball's boring. I hear that a lot, and that's from people who don't have the intellect to really appreciate the game for what it is. It's a physical endeavor. It's a strategery match as well. And, well, you never quite know what announcers might say.
You won't hear this very often, at least on the air. Here's a delivery just a little low. Yes, sir. If you go to ExploreSt.Louis.com, they're going to tell you about a blowjob.
Yes, sir.
Did I just hear that right?
Yeah, let's make sure you did, because I think...
Very often, at least on the air. Here's a delivery just a little low. Yes, sir. If you go to ExploreSt.Louis.com, they're going to tell you about a blowjob.
StLouis.com.
ExploreSt.Louis.com. They're going to tell you about a blowjob.
Wow. I think we should go to ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Well,
there what we... kind of blowjob are they going to tell you about?
I don't know. Get in the know about St. Louis with Sterling K. Brown. Okay. There's a chess champion, Chinese Culture Days, Lager Fest. Let's see. I'm not seeing anything about a blowjob. I mean, I'm sure they're happening. I'm sure they're happening in St. Louis. You'd like to think so anyway. Maybe it's under the 25 things to do in St. Louis.
Get a blowjob.
Enjoy the magic of live theater. A blowjob. It's loading the events now. We'll come back to that if we find blowjob. Speaking of blowjobs, Alex Jones, you remember the angry white man who likes to yell about things? He's in his 40s now, and, he's sort of still bragging about high school.
You know, when I was growing up in Rockwall, Texas, the richest county in Texas, a bedroom community of Dallas, and every time I thought some hot 17-year-old when I was like 13 or 14 really wanted to date me, and I'd drive out to some big old mansion of theirs, and I mean real mansions, helicopter pads, private landing fields, you name it. God almighty, at the third or fourth time I'd been with them, they'd tell me, by the way, we worship this God, and we want you to come to this event. We want you to engage in this activity because Lucifer's really God. And, you know, I told people those stories when I first got on air 20 years ago, and it kind of sounded a little bit hokey, but now you see it all over the mainstream media.
Yeah, now you see it all over the mainstream media. He was 13, driving out to these big mansions so he could have sex with these hot 17-year-olds so that he would convert to Satanism.
I'm glad you pointed that out, because I was like, did he just say he was 13
mm-hmm.
driving out to somebody's house?
Okay. He did.
Yeah, okay.
He did. Either that or his mom was giving him a lift out there so he could get blowjobs from Satan. Oh, maybe he's exploring St. Louis.
Maybe his mom was giving him blowjobs to Satan.
There's more.
And there's a spiritual component to this. It's not a power trip. They knew interdimensionally, because believe me, they weren't trying to get the average person to go do that. Everybody thought, like, why are you dating the head cheerleader or the head senior when you're a freshman in high school? Well, because, you know, she was driving me out there in her $100,000 Mercedes, and that was 30-something years ago.
So he's bragging that when he was a high school freshman, these senior girls were driving him out to these big mansions to have sex with him and attempt to convert him to Satanism.
He was a virgin till he was 26.
Driving me out there in her $100,000 Mercedes, that'd be a $300,000 Maybach today, to try to get me into the cult. And then I was about 16 and got taken by a girl out to the lake and this big vineyard. It was way out in Hunt, way out outside Dallas. And I saw these police cars pulling up, people getting out and saying, we're going to have a bonfire. Alex, don't be scared. And started seeing people putting black hoods on. These weren't KKK hoods. These were black hoods.
The KKK hoods he would have been okay with. That's what I got from that. Yeah, don't worry.
So.
There's so much to unpack from this.
He was 13 being taken out in Beamers in what would be a Maybach today.
Yes, sir. That's the claim.
By the hottest chick in school.
Mm-hmm. And for 3 years, he would not agree to go with Satan. By the way, don't believe it for a second. I'm guessing that if a hot 17-year-old had asked his 14-year-old ass to convert to Satanism for a blowjob, he would have gladly yelled, Hail Satan.
Exactly.
By the way, if you're still holding out 3 years later, they've moved on. You're not that special, dude. No.
He's that dude that said, I got a girlfriend. She goes to another school.
Right. Oh, no. She doesn't want to meet you. No. But there's more. We're less than halfway through this.
Oh, my God.
And I remember saying, oh, my God. She's like, don't be scared. And I said, I'm not scared. I'm not part of this. And walking back on the road, and about 5 miles later, didn't have cell phones back then. And I had like 10 miles to walk back. Police came and got me, said, boy, you've been drinking. We're taking you to jail. And then my family lawyer called my dad and they said, Dr. Jones, you need to leave Dallas or your son's going to be found dead hanging in a jail cell. Now, later, the last laugh happened when the sheriff and others got busted for narcotics.
Dr. Jones, you better leave Dallas. Are you fucking kidding me? This isn't some it's Dallas.
Yeah.
You don't get a call from the sheriff going, you better leave town or else you're going to find your son hanging in a jail cell. The family lawyer called my dad? Fuck you.
Yeah, because... If you have a family lawyer,
right,
they're not fucking with you.
Right. Yeah, you're a white kid with a family lawyer.
Yes.
There's nothing going on. Unless, possibly, the only possible exception would be if he spit on the cops and then flung his feces at them.
Yes.
Possible exception.
Possible exception.
We're not done.
And Texas Monthly did a story about it and didn't believe me and actually went back and asked people. And they said, no, that actually went on. Now, look how crazy that was 30-plus years ago. I'm 44, so I was about 13, 14 when all that started. And look what we've done against the globalists. Look at Bohemian Grove. Look at it all. All of us are being called towards a quickening, and we're either going to resonate with the dark satanic force or the force of life. We're going to resonate with the Roundup and the genetic engineering and the nuclear war. We're going to resonate with happy green fields and butterflies and our children.
Did he just go to the Highlander?
The only Roundup I think that he's been doing shots of the Roundup that kills weeds. I think that would be the only thing that explains this thinking.
Did he just go to Highlander? He just went to the Highlander.
He did.
Because that's the only place you hear about the quickening is the Highlander.
Sure. First of all, he's not even making his own shit up at this point. Not even making his own shit up. He's just sort of pulling from everyone else. From everyone else. By the way, one of my Facebook friends went back and found Alex Jones' high school photo. Here he is in the upper left, Kareem. Do you think that's a kid that the hottest girl in school, even if she wanted extra people to go to Satan, do you think he's getting driven anywhere?
No.
No. It's not happening. The quickening. It was the quickening. Yeah.
He just went to the Highlander. Don't bring the Highlander into your shit.
Right? Yeah, leave the Highlander alone.
Leave Duncan MacLeod or the Clan MacLeod alone.
Oh, yeah. So that's what Alex Jones is talking about these days. It was just fun to find something where he wasn't yelling the whole time. So
there can be only one.
Right? One. It's part of the rules. All right, Kareem, let's do a quick round of Cooler Tool. First up in Cooler Tool, cops with a sense of humor.
cops with a sense of humor are cool. That means they're not killing black people.
Yeah, they are cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, blowjobs.
Oh, definitely cool.
Yeah, cool. And finally in Cooler Tool, bragging about high school when you're in your 40s.
Tool.
Yes, it is Tool. That was the quickest round of Cooler Tool ever. That's actually faster than when I did it by myself. Not going to lie. I did a show by myself where I did Cooler Tool alone, and it was not that quick. Let's move forward. I mentioned that we would talk about Indians fans being assholes, and we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to let you hear what they were doing. Let me see if I can get this to load. They made the decision to, at least the Indians made the decision to scale back the use of their chief Wahoo logo starting next season when the racist caricature will be removed from Indians uniform, mostly so that they'll be allowed to host the 2019 All-Star Game. It's a half measure and a cynical one, and Native American protesters are still at work trying to convince the franchise and MLB to fully move on from the racist logo. This is per the Cleveland.com report. As they have for 25 years, people gathered outside Progressive Field during opening day to protest the team's name and Chief Wahoo logo, which they say are racist and dishonor the heritage of the indigenous people.
But I don't want to stop being a racist.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't seen the logo, it is the most racist thing ever. I mean, it's on par with, like, the Jim Crow Museum stuff. Led by the Committee of 500 Years of Dignity and Resistance, demonstrators marched from West 25th Street to the Ontario Avenue side of Progressive Field, where they held signs chanted at people entering the ballpark.
You can't make me stop being a racist.
Well, let's hear what Indians fans were saying to people protesting as they walked into opening day. Viewer discretion is advised.
70 years of harming the Native American community is enough. Burn, Wahoo, burn! Burn, Wahoo, burn! Oh. Change the name.
Change the logo.
Change the name.
Change the logo.
Obviously, these are the protesters.
Some years, it has gotten ugly.
You fucking Marxist assholes! Fuck you! You Trotsky motherfucker!
Marxist assholes.
Wow.
I don't know where... I don't think this guy understands what Marxism is about, but...
It has anything to do with Chief Wahoo.
No, not at all. That's just the first guy, and he's flipping them the double birds. By the way, they're protesting. They've got signs, and they are across the street from the people walking in. They're not harassing these people. They're protesting peacefully, and I guarantee they have a permit.
Hey, get a job! Get a fucking job!
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
By the way, you're going to a baseball game. Why are you yelling them to get a job? You're not at your job.
Yeah.
Dick.
And why do you assume that they don't have a job because they're protesting?
Right? People get personal days. People work different out. Maybe they get a night shift. You don't know. Wow. Remember what I was saying about not being able to feel empathy for people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, first of all, when I was a kid and I saw that, I was like, what is that supposed to be? I had no, here's the thing. As a kid, I had no idea that was supposed to be a human being. Because you have all of like, you have all of these, like the Great Gazoo or something like that. Chief Wahoo looks more like a cartoon space alien than he does a person. And it, seriously, and then they were trying to do the, some of them that were trying to do the Wahoo, chant and just yelling about it. It's like, come on. By the way, what do you care if they're protesting? It wasn't a huge, there weren't 100,000 people out there. There was a group of probably 50 people.
Yeah.
Let them yell and just go into the game. What are you doing? Don't be an asshole.
I want to be a racist.
Why is it so hard?
Why can't you just let me be a racist?
Why is it so hard? All right. Prince Charles, not a racist to my knowledge. I mean, maybe he is, but I have no knowledge of it. He does have a sense of humor, though. He joked he will never again be able to fit into a pair of, and I quote, budgie smugglers.
What?
Budgie smugglers.
The hell's a budgie smuggler?
That's what I said. He was in Australia, and so he said that. So I had to Google it, and then I went to Urban Dictionary. It's basically male speedos. the sentence, haha, check out Will. It looks like he's smuggling budgies in there. Budgies are a type of bird, if you're unfamiliar.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an Australian slang term for men's tight-fitting Speedo swimwear. The lump in the front apparently resembles a budgie when it's stuffed down the front of someone's shorts.
How do you know what stuff, who's stuffing budgies down people's shorts?
Talking about blowjobs. The bird. Yeah, so Prince Charles is 70 and, he's starting to feel, he's not 70 yet, but it's coming up. He's on his, apparently his 70th birthday tour of the world. He said he confessed that he did not feel like it was long since his parents were 70. He said, I do know all only too well and understand the strange feeling of disbelief that this is actually happening and that never again, for instance, will it be possible to squeeze into a pair of budgie smugglers. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but now bits of me keep falling off at regular intervals. Don't worry, they keep telling me you have brilliant genes. The trouble is I can't get into them either. So at least he's got a sense of humor about it. He also took the opportunity to speak to his fondness for Australia, which he first visited 52 years ago, saying, when I first came to Australia, Australian manhood was partly defined by how many schooners of beer you could line up on the bar and drink before the pubs closed early. Highlighting once again the challenges facing the environment, he warned that we are destroying our own life support systems along with our children's and grandchildren's future. Describing Australia as an example for us all, he hailed Aussie values as a force for good. He added, amidst all this, the Aussie character that is so exemplified by the concept of fairness and fair go is what people believe the world needs so desperately and so urgently. A fair go for people, our planet, and for nature herself. Well, that seems nice.
Yeah.
Right? Why do we have to be dicks? Why do we have to be dicks yelling about people who are protesting that they don't want their ethnic group to be mocked, basically, by a major sports franchise? I mean, the Washington Redskins, don't get me wrong, awful name. But their logo is a much more, it's a traditional representation of a Native American face, which still, it's a person, not a mascot. Chief Wahoo, I think, more offensive.
Yeah.
I think, well, the people in Cleveland, much more offensive is what I'm going to go with. Just because, well, Cleveland, just gonna go ahead and say that. Stop being so Clevelandy, Cleveland.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. First up in sex toy news, this woman tests and reviews sex toys for a living, and here's what she discovered. While many of us spend our days counting down the hours until we finally get off work, Kara Sutra spends her days getting off at work.
Ooh.
She earns a living in part by testing and reviewing sex toys. Her self-named website, Kara Sutra, boasts over 2,000 product reviews and features sex and sex toy advice and even giveaways. She came to this line of work from, believe it or not, banking, a career in which she dropped in 2005 to focus on her blog. There she offers frank talk about sex, erotic writing, relationship advice, and a lot more. She began commenting on her own purchases of sex toys from manufacturer Love Honey's website in 2009. Later, the company started sending her products to evaluate as part of a reviewer program. And since then, she's expanded to testing a variety of brands of... True. In 2010, she took a job with sextoys.co.uk while still working on her site on the side. Two years later, she left to go freelance full-time. Now she rakes in the money in a number of different pleasure-filled ways. She said, the majority of my income is from on-site banner advertising, sponsored promotional copywriting, and product development consultancy, and helping sex toy shops marketing their business online, not from sex toy reviewing. Although this is one of the services I offer, I also write for other sex toy websites as an advisor blogger, as well as having a bi-monthly column in the UK adult industry trade magazine, ETO.
She gets paid to masturbate. She is like the masturbation connoisseur.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at a certain point, though, don't you have to be like, oh, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
It's still work. Here are some of the... some of the articles from her website. Futuristic sex tech is using sex robots ethical, and tips to boost productivity when working from home. I'm guessing just get it over with.
Yeah.
She also has the big guide to magic wand vibrators. There you go. Edible underwear are sexy edibles, perfect cheap romantic gifts. No.
That doesn't even sound right.
It's no. So good for her. Do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, an Anvil man was arrested for a domestic dispute incident where he allegedly threw a sex toy and a TV at a woman. Police were called at 12:13 a.m. on a Saturday for reports of assault with bodily injury. The victim told police on the scene that Joseph Wolf, who's 37, threw a sex toy that hit her in the head and a TV that hit her in the shins. Well, the TV's heavier, I assume.
Yeah.
Doesn't fly as well. Officers did say she had bruises on her forehead and shins. She also said that Wolf had been using methamphetamine. A small amount of meth was found in the house. He's now facing charges of simple assault, harassment, and drug possession.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, don't throw your sex toys at people. No. I mean, you might not think they hurt, but they do. And speaking of dildos, Donald Trump not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, sending Sarah Huckabee Sanders in his place. No matter how much you might dislike her...
Well, he did send a joke.
No matter how much you dislike her, making her go do that, not fun. It's going to take place April 28th. It'll be on C-SPAN. So go ahead and do it. He didn't go last year either. The first president since Reagan who didn't go. By the way, Reagan was recovering from an assassination attempt at the time. Yeah. He'd been shot. That's why he didn't go. It wasn't because he didn't want people to make fun of him. You can't take people making fun of me.
Because he can't deliver lines either.
No, he can't. He's one of them comics who's big on Twitter.
Yeah.
He got nothing for the audience.
Just gonna... oh, bitch ass.
I gave up on the Correspondents' Dinner a while ago. I find it dull. Is that just me? I don't care anymore.
Depends on who's hosting.
Yeah, it's Michelle Wolf from The Daily Show.
She's hosting this year?
Yeah.
Her special was pretty good, so she might be.
I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes she gets to on The Daily Show, sometimes she gets to, I don't know. But her special was really good, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she's fine. I have nothing against her. I'm not interested. Not interested. Hold on. It's time to All right, where are we in the show here? You know, let's get to the small town news and get the hell out of here, shall we? Oh, hold on. Let me start that again.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Anal retentive I am about that. I'm getting it right. It's more speak out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York, because if you ain't bitching, you ain't living, and there's not much else to do in Plattsburgh. Hey, curious why we have campus police. Never see them dealing with students. They're usually near the field house trying to catch people speeding. They could watch kids jaywalking and ticket them for not using crosswalks. They could work Margaret Street Friday and Saturday nights assisting the city police with students. Or they could keep your speeding ass from running over students, you fucktard. That's why they're there, asshole. Have to laugh at the NBC promotion of its Easter broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar, featuring left-winger John Legend. I didn't know he was a hockey player.
Yeah.
Featuring left-winger John Legend as if the musical doesn't manage to be both anti-Christian and anti-Semitic at the same time. Just go to church, people!
Jesus.
Hey. Stop writing in to speak out and letting people know how racist you are. If you want to really let people know how racist you are, write a letter to the editor and put your name on it. Fucktard. Hey, I'm just curious why some grandmothers don't allow their grandchildren to call them grandma. And have them call them Mimi, Memi, Nanny, or by their first name, etc. I guess I don't want to face the fact that they are grandparents and feel as though they're too young to have grandchildren. It's a privilege to be called grandma. Wear it like a badge of honor. All right, listen, Grandma. You uppity cunt. Let me put this in terms you understand. There are two sets of grandparents. And when you're a little kid, that could be confusing.
Yeah.
So, for instance, my mother, her parents, especially my grandmother, was French-Canadian. Okay?
Really?
Yes. My grandmother was born in Canada. She's French-Canadian. So,
you commie bastard.
I had my grandmother and grandfather on my father's side, and I had my meme and Pepe on my father's side, because that's French for grandmother and grandfather.
That makes sense.
Exactly. That's what worked for us.
Yeah.
By the way, why do you give a shit what people call each other in their own families? Why do you care? That's why some people go with Nana.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Maybe it's their family tradition that that's what they call grandmother. Why are you writing into a fucking newspaper to complain about what people call each other's grandmothers? What is wrong with you? Why are people such assholes, Kareem?
Because they don't have shit else to do.
All right, now I'm angry. You know what that means?
Because she's in, where the fuck is that? And they don't have anything else to do.
Plattsburgh, New York.
Plattsburgh, that's why. She's cold. Her nipples are chafing.
Yeah, they fell off. Hey, the very people who elected Trump will be hurt economically by his presidency the most. The depression has begun. Outright greed is never the solution to any problem. Okay.
What's gonna do with it?
I was viewing a house for sale recently and noticed a variety of barely visible security cameras. Any agents or buyers viewing a house for sale, take note. Keep your comments and questions to yourself. Mark them down on a piece of paper and discuss them with your agent. Out of range, so to speak. Anybody can be recording anything, anywhere. Hidden cameras could be a smoke detector, a clock radio, a code hook, a battery charger, you name it. It could easily have an inexpensive security camera in it. And some even provide live feeds to the owner.
I think that's illegal.
It's not. You can set up nanny cams in your own house. And by the way, what are you talking about? What are you talking about with your agent? I mean, really, why is this such a big deal for you? I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Small Town News. I got a couple things I'm pissed off about that I need to talk to people about. By the way, if you are driving along and you're going below the speed limit and you're headed toward a green light and you step on the brake, I want you to be disemboweled immediately. There should be something that I can press in my car that just reaches up and pulls your intestines out and drops them on the floor of your car. Because you have no value to society. That's number one. This makes me angry. Did you see the Comey interview on Sunday night?
I haven't watched. I recorded it. I haven't watched all of it.
Oh, well, it's a delight. Although ABC did pull a little hoodwinky thing on us, too, though.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, he called him a mobster. No, he didn't. He did not call him a mobster. He said he put a lot of, he dealt with a lot of mobsters, and the way Donald Trump tries to build the construct around him is the same way that mobsters do it.
Yeah.
That is not the same thing as calling him a mobster.
He's a wannabe mobster.
So, ABC, you were a little misleading. And by the way, it wasn't just ABC. It was the people that were like, got like a little snippet of it, and they're like, oh, he called him this. Yeah. He didn't. It was surprisingly bland.
The best part of the day was finding out that Sean Hannity.
Oh, Sean Hannity.
As the same lawyer as Donald Trump.
Yeah. And by the way, Sean Hannity has been on his show talking about and praising Michael Cohen without ever disclosing that Michael Cohen was his lawyer.
Yes.
That is not kosher, my friend.
That's a fireable offense.
It should be. Hashtag fire Hannity. I saw that on Twitter. I'm all for that. Out you go. Although I did enjoy Saturday Night Live's take on Laura Ingraham.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite a Saturday Night Live. So,
fire Laura Ingraham, too.
Out you go. Oh, they'll just replace him with more bots.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. They are who they are, and they're going to do what they do. I just implore you, please, stop being assholes. And don't break for green lights. Do not break for green lights.
Do not break for green lights.
Unbelievable. Happened to me twice.
Oh.
Twice. Twice on a morning that was my day off.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So angry. Oh, and by the way, didn't even get to this before. I've had two sessions with a personal training because we have to burn off three before we cancel our gym membership.
Okay.
If you're looking for a trainer and you're in the Sacramento area and you are a member of California Family Fitness and you go to the Natomas gym, my trainer, Rohit, he's really good. Like, he'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
In a good way. He will bust your ass. So
check out Rohit.
Shout out to Rohit. Everybody have a great weekend. Try and be safe. This song's for you, Jason. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Don't be a racist. Don't be an asshole.
Shop Amazon Amazon tab at thenatedarlingshow.com.
Go ahead and do that. And, take a break from fighting with idiots on Twitter or Facebook for like a day. You'll feel like a new person if that's what you're doing. So, anywho, yeah, hopefully everybody will be well and we'll all be back together next week. If not, we'll do something. Classic episodes on Monday. Relive the past with us.
Good night.
All right. Later.